You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Alrighty, welcome back. Still Peter Redlinger standing in for Michael Avery this evening, and we are onto the last slot for the evening. We are talking offshore versus local investing, looking at the optimal allocations at this stage of the economic cycle that we're in. We're speaking to John Anderson, Executive of Investments, Products and Enablement at Alexander Forbes, as well as Yuvern Doki, a Senior Technical Investment Specialist at Alexander Forbes Investments. Gentlemen, good evening and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Petri. Yeah, so, good evening. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. Thank you. So you guys put out a press release, or I would have called it a report, sort of looking at South African equity market performance versus the rest of the world. Now, it is wildly popular to say that South Africa is doomed and the rand is doomed and we should all, you know, scurry our money out as fast as we can. But you guys have actually shown that if you stayed invested in South Africa for the last, well, 12 months at least, you would have outperformed the rest of the world, and you stretch that data back even further to say, well, look, if you've been invested since 2000, you would have outperformed the rest of the world. Am I understanding correctly at least what you guys are saying?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Oh, sorry. All right, let's go with John first.
No, so look, the last 12 months, you know, as you say, people, it was all doom and gloom, and people were so focused on how poorly perhaps South Africa had looked at COVID and the vaccine and corruption, etc. And I think what the last 12 months have shown us that you shouldn't actually, market performance doesn't always move in line with politics and hearsay or even the economy. You know, the rand has strengthened from where it was 19 rand, you know, to the dollar more than a year ago to where it is at the moment. It looks like it could get even stronger, and some managers actually have that view. And overall, over the 12-month period, I mean, if you'd invested a million rand on 1 April last year, you would have had over 1.5 million right now, versus if you'd invested offshore, it would have been far less. Even in high-performing equities, you know, with the COVID, et cetera, and technology stocks, because of the rand strengthening, you still would have done better here. That being said, though, you know, markets do go in cycles. And, you know, Yuvern could maybe take you through what's happened over the last 20 years to actually illustrate some of that.
Yeah, thanks, John. So when we looked at it over the past 20 years, so from, I'm going to say, January 2001 or so, so what we did is we took, like, your rolling five-year return, and we wanted to compare it against your SA equity markets compared to your developed markets and see how it actually compares. So what we noticed is that there are periods where your SA equity will outperform your global equity and vice versa. So that's because your markets actually do go in cycles. And it's actually what we would do is get a diversification factor and invest across the broad spectrum of the equity markets. So, and then we also compared this to your kind of typical balanced fund. And what we wanted to show is that what inflation plus return would actually compare to it. And we saw that the typical balanced fund actually met it more than your equity, and comparing to local and offshore. It was actually higher compared to what you would get on the equity market alone. And also that diversification factor also allowed you not to have negative rolling returns. And that's, as an investor, that's actually what you want to see, is that buffer and that diversification factor giving you the protection is what you need over the long term.
Okay. All right. So, So what I'm hearing here is there's a strong preference for local markets, South African markets, and South African investments, right? But from a diversified perspective. So don't go put all your money into just commodity stocks, but rather build sort of a more balanced portfolio.
Yeah, it really depends. If the starting point is, what is your goal? Why are you investing? So as an example, I mean, if you're investing for emergency, just to have easy access, you know, probably money market fully invested locally is probably your, you know, most appropriate. It's 100% local. If you're investing for retirement, because your liabilities in the long run is in rands, and if you're planning to retire in South Africa, probably, I mean, our stats show that, you know, up to, you know, of the order of about 25 to 27%, 27.5%, in the long run, is optimal to have offshore with the balance local.
Okay.
But obviously, if you want to invest, you know, for other goals, discretionary, you want to leave a legacy, or once you've looked at after your basic retirement, then something far greater, you know, up to 50%+ offshore is actually good. So it actually depends on why you're investing.
And what your time horizon is, I suppose.
Retirement, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, what's your, you mean, how many years do you have to go on the clock before you actually need to start using your funds? All right, and then I'm going to throw a left field question out. If you were allowed to add cryptocurrencies to client portfolios, would you?
So for retirement purposes, I mean, at this stage, no. So, I mean, look, our view is, you know, crypto is not it's not an investment in the sense that you earn an income. So
no.
For retirement, you want to actually earn an income, an asset that generates an income, et cetera. However, I think, you know, it is a fact of life. I mean, people, it is happening. So for discretionary investments, as long as it's not your entire life savings, to play around with it. But we definitely don't put it in clients' portfolios for retirement purposes.
Right.
What we do, however, is look for opportunities where that type of technology is being used in companies that actually generate profit and income, where it's an investable asset. We do include that. And we like to see managers seek out those opportunities, but investing directly in the crypto itself, not for retirement purposes, absolutely
not. Sort of looking further down the supply chain, if you will, like where is this technology being beneficiated? Where is it being utilized? Where is it, you know, helping generate profit for some sort of a company? And in that case, that company, you know, can be invested in.
Exactly. So I think it's basic principles. You know, you only invest in something that
you understand.
A, I mean, you understand, but B, that actually generates an income. So to the extent that you can find those companies generating that, those could be included, but not the actual cryptocurrency itself. You know, the value is based on trust. You know, people wanting to buy or sell. It in itself, it doesn't earn an income, and so not directly in it, no.
But and Yvonne, this one's for you. As far as investment principles for pension funds go, you know, taking sort of high risk funds is definitely not something that you guys do. You're way more of a balanced sort of risk adjusted return method rather than looking for, you know, what's the latest trend.
Yeah, no, definitely. So we would invest in where it makes sense. And if it adds value, and we will definitely look into it. And especially on the more aggressive side. So now, in the past couple of months, we saw there's been a lot of risk on, and there's been a lot of attractiveness in the equity space.
Yeah.
So our portfolios have actually shown that position. So there's a lot of equities in our portfolios, a lot of growth assets. So it does depend on the environment, and we adapt to that environment. So definitely it does depend on where we would want to go, and again on your goal, and John spoke about this. If you do have that long-term view, you would have a more aggressive portfolio compared to someone that's actually closer to retirement, and then you would have to take your goal into perspective to be where you want to be in the spectrum of aggressiveness, so 100%.
All right, okay. And then from a sort of strategic perspective, I mean, it's very clear that South African equity market has outperformed over recent times. And I think, you know, there's a lot of, I guess, I mean, I say a lot of talk always because, you know, these are financial markets. You don't know what really happens until it happens, right? But in general, emerging markets are expected to outperform developed markets at least for the next 2 or 3 years as the sort of global recovery picks up and this risk on sentiment that you mentioned comes in. People, you know, emerging markets are often bigger beneficiaries than developed markets simply because we've got more minerals and more sort of resources, commodities, that kind of thing. Is that sort of thematic thinking part of how you guys, you know, do your investment process or?
So Yuvan, I think Yuvan can cover this one. I think you had some nice stats in the presentation we covered.
Yeah, no. So definitely what we've noticed in our balanced manager space is that there's a lot more focus in South Africa and in the emerging market space, because again, there are, I'm going to say, as you said, like the resource, and we got big resource companies in South Africa, there's been a lot more focus. And what we've noticed is that if managers are able to find value in South Africa, they would rather keep the money or the investments in South Africa as compared to taking it offshore. So it is, and it does depend on what the value our managers are seeing. And again, it would adapt over time. So it's not like going to be a now. So they do look forward and what the kind of projections are on the certain stocks, and then they would pick it that way.
Okay.
Just as an example, I mean, for retirement purposes, you can invest up to 30% offshore. And at the moment, the average manager that we're investing in and blending has about 26.7% offshore, which means they're more overweight local.
Yeah.
And all the way down to, you know, as much as 20% offshore, which means that a lot of the managers are actually very bullish on South Africa and even the rand for all the factors that you mentioned. But remembering that that's at the moment, it does go in cycles. But right now, it looks like emerging markets, many people are thinking that there's value in that. And South Africa was the worst hit emerging market over the last while, and hence is the one of the most undervalued, and hence the managers being very bullish on it, despite, you know, the recovery that we've seen over the last couple of months. I think there's more to go, but in certain sectors.
Yeah, look, and then look, there's an age-old adage that says a bull market climbs a wall of worry, right? And we're in a situation where South African equities are looking better and better, but we're all terribly worried about them, so maybe that's the signal to buy, right? But in any case, gentlemen, that is all we have time for this evening. Unfortunately, we are out of time. That was John Anderson, Executive of Investments, Products and Enablement at Alexander Forbes, and Yuvern Doki, Senior Technical Investment Specialist at Alexander Forbes Investments. And that's what we have for this show this evening. Thank you very much for joining me. I was expecting a sting to play. It didn't happen. I'm assuming it's going to come after this. You are welcome to follow Classic FM on Twitter at Classic1027. You can also use the hashtag Classic Business if you want to interact with the show. You can also follow me on Twitter at Trader Pietri if you are so inclined.